I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She can turn out a dinner with multiple courses, and if you don't believe me, ask one of her mini horses. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lisa Vanderpump now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey, everybody. Hi, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined remotely by the only talk show guest in the world who might have to stop down due to swan interference. After years of entertaining the masses at her swanky restaurants, her most exclusive parties might be the ones she throws in her own backyard. We're getting a front row seat on Overserve with Lisa Vanderpump Thursdays on E! Give it up for Lisa Vanderpump. LVP, good to see you.
Good to see you too. I've really missed you. I miss sitting in that chair. I have to say, I really do. But life's coming back. I feel very positive.
Good. Okay, good. Well, I'm very happy to see you too. And Lisa, it's been a minute since we've seen you. I have the viewers have as many questions as you have outdoor chandeliers, which is a lot. So I want to get to it. I have to start with, you know, just the something very sad that's happened since the last time I saw you, which is that Jiggy passed away in December. I have to say, I was very upset, nostalgic. I always felt like Jiggy was the first dog of Bravo. How has everyone been holding up there without him?
I think he will always be the first dog of Bravo. I think you really saw his whole life play out. We were devastated, but you know what, Andy? He was really living on borrowed time.
Yeah, for a long time.
I tried to resuscitate him so many times and brought him back. I'm not talking about Ken, by the way. I'm talking about Jiggy. I tried to resuscitate him, bring
him
back.
You still got it.
Yeah, did it go anywhere? I don't think
so. No, that was
good. Well, I found it.
Yeah.
But no, it was very, very, very sad. It was very sad for all of us. But what I'm comforted by the fact that he created such a legacy. He was really the inspiration for Vanderpump Dog Foundation. And, you know, that our foundation has saved thousands of dogs all over the world. So, yeah. And here's Puffy, too, who misses him, you know.
But Puffy.
So. And he was loved. He was very much loved.
Did you learn anything new about Ken after spending so much time together during lockdown?
Well, Ken actually thought during lockdown that he was staying at a very nice hotel called Villa Rosa.
Right.
And he would order from a menu that didn't exist.
Nice.
And he's also change his clothes like 3 times a day, which I don't care, you can change them every minute as long as I don't have to do the laundry. But Andy, I didn't see anybody for 9 months. I could have actually had a baby. I saw nobody at all.
Who in the Bravoverse have you remained in touch with? A lot of people?
Not too many, but I love Jenny Poulos.
Yeah.
I've seen Jeff Lewis, as we'll see later.
Yes.
I saw Heather and Terry Dubrow. I speak to Camille sometimes. And Joyce Giroux is one of my very, very best friends,
yeah,
even though she was only on Bravo for a minute.
As one Vanderpumper after another announced happy baby news, whose pregnancy were you most surprised by?
Well, I expected it from Jackson Brittany. Lala, I knew she was heading in that direction. I suppose Sheena, because it seems so quick being in such a new relationship. And Sheena does fall in love, you know, pretty often, as we know. So the fact that she really kind of made this commitment, one minute she was freezing her eggs, the next minute they were fertilized and she's going to be ready to pop soon.
I'm thrilled about it.
I spoke to her.
It's great.
I spoke to her just... like a couple of days ago, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Sir is open for business, right?
Yes. I mean, we're still waiting for the numbers to change, percentages, because 8 foot apart is really, mind you, 8 foot apart during COVID really worked for me with Ken. I was just like, stay right there. This is distancing. But no, in the restaurant business, that's quite hard. But yes, it's open, and we've got an extra terrace outside the front, yeah.
Any idea of when Vanderpump Rules will get shooting again?
Oh, you couldn't tell me that.
No, I can't. Yeah. I feel like you can tell me. Everyone always asks me, and I'm like, as soon as things open up is my assumption.
Everyone asks me the same thing. Listen, we're heading towards the right direction, but I think Bravo's got to announce when they're ready to do that again.
Right.
But, you know, it's a story that keeps playing out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're getting there.
And Pump, no matter what anyone's read or heard, you were telling me it's packed and it's doing great, right? And it's open for business.
Yeah. They said something about a tax situation. It's a $250. That was a $250 filing fee from 2016. I think I paid it within 10 minutes of talking about
it. I mean, that's a valet tip.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's open. That opened last week on St. Patrick's Day. Everybody seemed to forget that it was St. Patrick's Day and they were wondering why I was wearing a green hat, but I don't normally wear a big green hat to pump. But yeah, so that's been very busy. It's been it's been really great.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, on LVP's new show, she shows off her supernatural ability to entertain by throwing an over-the-top dinner party every week. And unlike another Beverly Hills woman, she doesn't need help from a medium to do it. So I want to spill the party and get some Vanderpointers on the do's and don'ts of entertaining at home. How do you throw a lavish dinner party without blowing the bank?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, people often ask me that. I think if you make a really great pasta with a, you know, sauce you can make previous that, but and then make an exotic salad. It's very easy not to spend much money, but make a really great salad with the pasta and some really great breads. On a budget, yeah, you can just do something really kind of complicated in the salad department, plain pasta, really great breads, and really not
Perfect.
Spend much money at all.
How do you feel about couples needing to sit next to another while at dinner parties? Is it better to separate them?
Well, it depends on the couple. If they like each other,
right.
I mean, if you had somebody like Adrian and Paul Maloof at the time, you'd say, okay, you go sit over there. And
right,
you sit
and they would be happy about it. What about placement? Are seating assignments a must, or do you like guests to sort it out? I love placement.
Well, I like it. It depends on how formal it is and how many people you have. I mean, in etiquette, I think the most important person should always be sat to the right of the hostess. I think even, yeah, that's like the standard. But for me, if it's more than six, then maybe. And if it's kind of super casual, no, not at all. Because people kind of, you know, just do what they want.
How do you feel about buffets at a dinner party?
No before COVID and no after COVID. I don't like buffets.
Oh, interesting. No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, Lisa's hosted dinner parties for a whole buffet of guest stars on Overserved. But when it comes to Bravo celebrities, who would she welcome into her home? And who would have her running to change the Villa Rosa gate code? Let's find out as she assembles her fantasy dinner party. Okay, Lisa, I'm going to give you pairs of Bravo celebrities. Pick the one who gets the seat at your table. Who gets the seat, Jill Zarin or Vicky Gunvalson?
Jill Zarin, because maybe she'll bring me rugs and clocks.
Okay, what about Kristen Doty or Jax Taylor? Who gets the invite?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going for Kristen because I've missed that. I found that my ass doesn't have a pain in it lately.
Ramona Singer or Bethany Frankel? Who gets the seat from the New York women?
Well, I like both of them, but it's going to be Bethany.
Okay, what about Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
Captain Sandy.
Okay.
Maybe Captain Lee. Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. We don't know. Okay. Eileen Davidson or Lisa Rinna? Who gets the seat?
Oh, sorry. I can't hear you. Did you say something? possibly. Well, I didn't want to apologize again. actually, maybe I could apologize again. It might be the 25th time.
Eileen gets the seat for you to apologize again. Oh. Countess Luann or Pat Altschul?
Pat sent me this incredible kind of kimono muumuu with faces of Jiggy all over it. So I think it has to be her. That was so sweet.
And what about Sheena Shea or Sheena's doppelganger from Vegas?
Oh, Sheena Shea and the baby. Yeah, I love her.
Okay, very good. There's your fantasy Bravo dinner party or your nightmare Bravo dinner party, however you want to view it. Let's go to our virtual audience. Sonny has a question for Lisa Vanderpump. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Andy, that color is everything on you. And Lisa, we love you.
Thank you, darling.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you at the news of Erica's divorce? And what about rumors about Tom Girardi's legal issues?
Oh, wow. That's not an easy question. You know, it's been absolutely fascinating, this whole thing, the way it's played out. But I actually just feel so bad for the victims. You know, this whole situation, as they've just kind of been watching this unfold. I don't know. I just don't understand all that $40,000, you know, a month glam squad. But when you see these poor people, yeah, it's very devastating. Yep.
Candace, what's your question for Lisa?
Hey, Andy. And hi, Lisa. So what do you honestly think of Dorit's new venture as a restaurateur and her decor for the Buca di Beppo Capri room?
Well, I love Robert Earl, so I don't want to say anything against Buca di Beppo, but I don't think it's really a restaurateur, is it, when you decorate a dining room somewhere in the back space? I think that's vastly different than running restaurants. I hope it's more successful than her bikini business.
Oh, man. The shade is real from Villa Rosa. Okay, Lisa, by the way, speaking of, I want to ask you, a little bit more Beverly Hills. Lori S. said, since we're living in the age of forgiveness after living through a pandemic, if you were stuck in an elevator with Kyle, would you start a conversation with her?
I'd look for the escape panel first, and then I might like ask her to give me a leg up and stand on her shoulders. Maybe, yeah, but no. What is there to say? I think the only thing that can be said is got to start with an apology. If somebody calls you a liar, you know, it's not okay with me.
And what was your reaction to Kathy Hilton joining the show?
I love Kathy. I think that's a very positive, you know, aspect to it. People ask me all the time, am I going back? It's been such a long time and I've just got a lot going on, you know. I've been writing a book and everything, but I do love Kathy. I do have a lot. Now, if you could just get rid of the other five, then I think, yeah, there's a possibility.
Oh, boy.
I never say what you want me to say. You know what? You want to go back to talking about Jeff Lewis?
I'm happy to talk about anything, and I love what you're saying. You're throwing some shade tonight, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Well, I always find out.
I always enjoyed you. I always enjoy you throwing shade. Lisa's favorite color is notoriously pink, but I'm afraid she's about to get an earful from someone who's famously good as gold. Who could that be? It's our shady server, Sheena Shea. Hey, Sheena Shea.
Wow, she looks great. I'm happy to see you, darling. Can I see the bum? I mean, I spoke to you the other day, but I haven't seen you. Let's see the bum.
Wow. You know what? She even makes a bump sexy. She's good as gold.
Oh. How many weeks have you got about?
Thank you.
How many weeks to go?
I have 5 to go.
Wow.
You look really good. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
I know, Sheena. As soon as she pops that baby out, she's going to be back in Sur telling everybody what to do. I know exactly what she's
good.
Like.
That's what we hope. Yeah. You know, but guess what? Lisa, Sheena has a stack of questions for you that are hotter than Sur's goat cheese balls right out of the fryer. Take it away, Sheena. It's time for our shady server. Okay, what's the first question, Lordy. Sheena?
All right, question number one, Lisa. Name one thing you won't miss about Jax Taylor on Vanderpump Rules.
Well, maybe him telling me that it's his show. Maybe I wouldn't miss that.
Okay, question two.
Who is the sexiest server you've ever had on your staff?
With the exception of Sheena, because she's here.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, because good as gold is, it was pretty sexy. Well, I would say Lala, but she's a hostess. But we've got a lot of very sexy girls there. I mean, we always have had. I mean, it's Hollywood. Everybody just walks through the door like oozing it. Sheena was definitely up there. But a lot of the girls were just incredible, like kind of supermodels.
Okay, what's your last question, Sheena?
Last question. Can you name one DJ James Kennedy song?
Help me out.
Top man. Top man.
Top man. That's the name of his song? Top man. Okay, yes. Well, top man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I love him. And I thought, he actually is on my new show, Overserve. I do love everything about him. And the sober James Kennedy is vastly different to the one we knew.
Yes, that's
the
truth. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Sheena. Great to see you. We are going to be waiting to meet your little baby. What's the over and under from you two on Jax naming his son Jax Jr.?
I think they'll come up with something more creative.
You do. Okay. Well, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. LVP is the definitive dinner party hostess. And her new show on E! Proves that. So I thought she could give us the mistakes we're mostest likely to make when entertaining at home as she counts down her top 5 hosting faux pas that everyone should know. Lisa, take it away.
Well, I think number 5, I think hosting, in the dining room should be the same as hosting in the bedroom. There are so many parallels. Bright lights, no. Keep it dim, keep it romantic. That's number 5. Number 4, loud or annoying music with hard vocals. It should all be kind of beautiful background music, sexy music. Same for the bedroom. And number 3, not being prepped for your guest. You need to be ready and prepared, bedroom and the dining room.
You're delivering this all the way through. I like it. By the way, let me just interrupt and say, if I were to infer that you and Ken had a more vibrant sex life during quarantine, would I be correct?
No, you'd be wrong. Anyway, number 2, passing out before your guests leave. No, you've got to stay alert. You've got to stay awake, right? Because I've been known to pass out of both in the bedroom and in the dining room. And number 1, this is my top faux pas. Okay, but this is more for the guests. for the guest bedroom and dining room, make sure you don't come too early.
How does that work at a dinner party?
Well, you don't arrive too early.
For the guests, don't come too early.
Too early, right? In both scenarios, okay?
Premature arrival.
Exactly that.
Wow, all right.
And no coitus interruptus.
Those are good. Those was very well thought of. I've literally done all of those things, by the way. I want to thank Lisa Vanderpump for being here. Now, Lisa, we are about to watch you have dinner with Jeff Lewis on Overserved. Who's a shadier cocktail companion, Jeff or me?
Well, we're just going to have to find out, won't we? So keep watching.
All right. I don't want to wait long. Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump starts right now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back with Lisa Vanderpump from Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump. Thursdays at E on E and Pooch Perfect Tuesday, March 30th at ABC. At 8 on ABC. I want to go back to our audience and see if anybody else has a question for LVP. The women on the top right, Rocco. And then we'll go to the Shotsky lady. Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi, Andy. Hi, Lisa. We love you.
Hello,
Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, for you. And Rosé.
Oh, thank you, girls.
We had to come prepared.
Quarantine looks good on you, Lisa.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's been a real struggle, but, yeah, we're kind of coming out of that now, so thankfully.
Well, you look beautiful.
Oh, you're sweet. And no glam squad either. Nobody around.
You're pulling it off. You're pulling it off.
What's your question, ladies?
You had to set up Max with any of your former Real Housewives castmates. Who would it be?
Wow.
Wow. Set up Max was a lot younger than most of my... Real Housewives. Okay. Well, let's think about that. Well, I'd have to go for the nicest one. I would love to see him with Joyce Giroux. She's one of the nicest people on the planet. So, yeah, Max and Joyce Giroux. But I also like Michael Van Hoven, so that would be a bit messy.
Right, exactly. Okay, the woman with the shot ski on the bottom right. Hi, yes.
Hi, you too. I got the Shotsky for you, Andy, and the rosé.
I like that.
For you, LVP.
Nice.
I noticed. Thank you. I noticed lately you've been wearing a lot of purple. What's up? Are you taking over pink to purple or?
Well, a lot of people have tried to hijack my pink lately, so I'm kind of reaching out a little bit. But I do, you know what I'm talking about. Everyone's going for the pink. I've always been a purple girl as well, but yeah, I'm still leaning towards the pink. But you're right. Yeah, that's probably the most adventurous thing I've done in quarantine is not wear pink, right?
Okay, one more question from the audience. Raise your hand if you have it. The woman in the third from the right, Rocco, on the top.
There she is.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, hey, how you doing? So, Lisa, first of all, we loved Overserve, and we love these lavender blueberry French 75s that we got introduced to. Our question is, we were wondering your thoughts on the Meghan Markle interview, and since you're friends with Tyler Perry, did you know that he had helped them out?
I knew. Tyler Perry, yeah. you're buddies, right?
Yeah, I love Tyler Perry. He's actually been incredible to me, just as a friend and as a mentor. And I remember one time when I didn't want to go to the reunion, not the last time that I didn't go, but a couple of times before, he sat down and watched something like 9 episodes.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, he called you. I think he called you.
I think he did. Yes.
So
yes.
Tyler Perry and I just adore him. He's just been a very good friend to me. And I knew that they were staying in his house. Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. But he is a very generous man. He's wonderful.
All right. I want to thank LVP and our audience. Everybody, check out Overserve with Lisa Vanderpump on E! For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.